This is Hanif Kruger with accesstech.co.za at the EduWeek exhibition that was held at Gallagher Estate in Midrand on the 1st and 2nd of July 2015.
I'm actually now just want to find out from you as MTN, why are you at EduWeek?
Why are we at EduWeek? We want to showcase the good work we do. People just see MTN and they think, oh, you know, we...
Strike.
Yeah, strike and money. We want their money. But we also do the good stuff that the foundation does. I'm sure Anthony has told you that we're concentrating now a lot on special schools.
Yes.
And most of the schools we do offer the visually impaired.
Yes, yes.
We just, 2 weeks ago, we just launched at Letaba School.
Okay.
Letaba Special School in Sanin.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, that school has still got such a dear place in my heart because that school has a wide variety of disabilities.
Yes.
And to see how the learners talking how the computers and how technology has actually made things easier for them. Because that's what people fail to understand is that technology can help. Because when people technology. See disabled schools, they think, okay, maybe we'll put some rails or, you know? And technology can open up a whole new world for these
technology
kids.
Technology can make a big
it
difference.
It opens up everything for these kids.
But, okay, on that note, what can the ordinary person do to make a difference and to help MTN to realize a dream of schools with people who has disabilities?
Yeah, what people don't realize is every 5 rand they spend on airtime or 10 rand that they spend on data, a percentage comes to us, the foundation, and we spend it in the communities that we operate in. So it goes across through disabilities, through social ills as well. We concentrate on, but mainly education and technology in education.
What I've also seen with MTN is that you look at the long-term solution as well.
Long-term.
So the room that's set up has air conditioning and has proper furniture. It has security. It has internet data connection. And they make sure and they follow up. Because they also work with the Deputy Minister for Social Development, that through her also that the schools that's allocated is not just a school that's going to be neglected, it's ones that are actually being used and actually require the software. So the ones that we've worked, if you go back to them, they require training, they require more information, so they actually grow and they use the equipment. So that's the thing as well with foundations and donating money, is to make sure that it's an ongoing process.
Would you say that's a problem? That foundations just donate money and don't follow up and don't choose the right equipment and just... you know, even foundations or government, whoever, just you know, people just spending publicly and say, okay, we spend 5 million rand
and it looks so good.
Yes, and it looks so good, but you give the wrong technology to people who cannot use it.
That's the thing, because that's why before, especially for a special school, before we enter that school, we will make sure that we know exactly what the disabilities are. We make sure that we don't give them a braille machine and their sighted children in the room, you know. So we try and make sure. Exactly. We've seen it done, been done before. Mm. And we've also been burnt by trying to spend 1 million in a school and step out and nothing gets touched.
Yes.
So we want to make sure that we give a positive investment, not only cash.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there anything else that you would like to add on before I... stop this recording?
Support MTN. We're not just yellow for money, we're yellow for love.
Okay.
Thank you for listening. Feel free to follow us on Twitter at AccessZA. That is ACCESSZA.